奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I preach the gospel.
大家晚安。
Good evening, everyone.
很高兴今天晚上再跟各位谈谈人生的道理。
I'm glad again I have this chance to talk about the life.
我今天晚上要跟大家互相谈论的是喜乐的人生。
This evening I want to share with you is a joyful life.
先看诗篇九十篇。
Please refer to Psalm chapter 90.
第十节。
Psalm chapter 90 verse 10.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalm chapter 90 verse 10。
我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所轻夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如灰而去。
And verse 10, the length of our days is 70 years or 80. If we have the strength, yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
这节圣经呢，是神人摩西的祷告。
And this is the prayer of man of God, Moses' prayer.
他说啊，我们一生，大概是七十岁。
And he say, a human's length of the life is about 70.
强壮一点的可以到八十岁。
The stronger one can be 80s.
但这七八十年当中，让我们夸口的，不过是劳苦愁烦。
But the best of all of this 80 or 70 years is trouble and sorrow.
最后是转眼成空。
And the end is quickly pass.
摩西讲这一句话，道尽了人生的痛苦。
And this sentence show that Moses understand the emptiness of a life.
我的第二女儿出生的时候
，When my second daughter was born,
都不哭
，And she could not cry.
当然也不笑
，Of course, could not laugh.
那个医生说不哭不行。
And the doctor say she has to cry.
怎么样啊，抱啊，摇动啊，都不哭。
And the doctor try every way make her cry, but she cannot.
那医生说啊，不哭不能活。
Because doctor say if she did not cry, she cannot survive anymore.
最后我看医生把那个小脚抓起来，倒过来抓着。
And then I saw the doctor hand up her legs.
在那个婴孩的小屁股轻轻地打
and slam on his butt, her butt a few times
我看打了两三下竟然哇一声哭出来
and after a few hits she cried
医生说这样子可以的可以
and the doctor say now it's okay
感谢主现在也三十多岁了
and thank God she is 30 over years
当一个人要死的时候
When a person about to die,
他想起要离开世界了。
When a person think about it's the time to pass away,
他也是掉着眼泪。
And the person will cry.
如果他还有知觉的话。
If the person still has the feeling,
家人在病榻床边也是掉着眼泪。
And all the family member will cry right beside him.
所以一个人好像是从哭。开始到哭结束
It seems a person start with the crying and end with the crying
是劳苦的世界
It's a sorrowful and toil life
是流泪的人生
It's a tearful life
更谈不上喜乐了
And not even mention about the happiness
所以今天晚上我想就这个问题跟大家来谈谈
Therefore tonight I will use this topic to share with you
我常常想我这一辈子很少愁烦
I always think I never been trouble and sorrow in this life.
所以你看我身宽体胖。
Therefore, you can see I'm pretty good standard size.
我稍稍的这样观察一下，大概比较胖的人都比较快乐一点。
I carefully observe if a person has oversized body, then he seems to be happy.
虽然不是绝对的
Of course, it's not absolutely.
但是相当可靠
But it's over 80% correct.
有一个人呢、啊，有一次去看心理医生。
One person go to see a psychologist.
医生说你什么病呢、啊、
？And the doctor asked him, "What's wrong with you?"
他说没有病。
And the person say nothing.
你没有病，你来看找我干什么
？If nothing, how come you come to see me?
他说就是要你看呐、啊。
Because I want you to see.
你要我看什么
？What do you want me to see?
他说我不快乐。
Because I'm not happy.
哦，医生说你欠人的债吗
？The doctor asked him, "Do you owe somebody money?"
说没有。
No.
没有，你为什么不快乐
？And why you are not happy?
所以我找你呀、啊。
Therefore, I come to see you.
你有病吗
？Are you sick?
没有，我很健康。
No, I'm healthy.
我还能够蹦蹦跳跳。
I'm go anywhere I want to go.
你没有病，你为什么不快乐呢
？If you are not sick, why you are not happy?
所以我来找你呀、
啊。That's the reason I come to see you, doctor.
你有家人吗
？Do you have family members?
他说有，我有太太两个孩子。
Yes, I have a wife and two kids.
他们乖吗
？Are they okay?
那他们都乖，不哭的。
Yes, they are good boy.
那你又是什么不快乐
？And what makes you unhappy？
所以我找你呀、啊。
That's the reason I want to come to see you, doctor.
医生说，既然你样样都有了
，The doctor says since you have everything，
你还不快乐
？And you are not happy。
我建议呀、啊，今天晚上啊，你就去看看那个马戏团那个小丑啊，哇，他表演得很好，令人呐、啊、大笑。
And I suggest you tonight you go to the circus and see the clown play with the everything, then you will.Laugh.
我保险你啊，一定会快乐。
I guarantee you will be happy.
这位病人说：“医生啊，我就是那个小丑啊。”
And the doctors and the patient say, "Yes, doctor, I am that clown."
这个小小的故事告诉我们，有些人呢、啊，虽然能够令人快乐，自己倒是不快乐。
This little story tells us someone can make someone's laugh, but that person never be happy again.
这是一个很残酷的事哈。
And this is a fact.
可见喜乐不是来自世界上的享乐钱财种种。
Therefore, the happiness is not come from the worldly matter.
请看传道书第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastic chapter 2.
26节。
Ecclesiastic chapter 2, verse 26.
对不起，25节。
25.
传道书。二章二十五节
Ecclesiastic chapter 2 verse 25
论到吃用享福谁能胜我呢二十六节
26
神喜悦谁就给谁智慧知识和喜乐唯有罪人神使他劳苦叫他所捉聚的所堆积的归给神所喜悦的人这也是虚空也是捕风这一节圣经呢是所罗门王啊他的一个人生经验
And this is the experience of King Solomon
他说论到吃用享福没有一个人能够胜过我
And he is saying about according to all the enjoyment nothing can compare with me
因为所罗门王是最有钱的一个王
Because he is the most wealthy person
他曾经用了十三年的时间建王宫。
He spent 13 years to build his palace.
他有很多的仆人、婢女服侍他。
And he has many servants and the maid to serve him.
他为自己积蓄了很多的金银财宝。
And he stored up everything for himself.
在所罗门的年间，耶路撒冷的银子比石头更多。
In his kingship, the silver in Jerusalem is more than the stone in Jerusalem.
他说过一句话，凡是我的眼睛看得到的，我就可以得到。
He say one sentence is whatever he can see, he can get it.
我的心想要的，没有一样得不到的。
Because what my heart wanted, nothing I cannot get it.
所以刚刚我们看到二十五节说吃用享福。谁能胜我呢
Therefore, on 25, he is saying about all the enjoyment no one can compare with me.
他娶了一千个妃嫔
He has thousands of concubines.
连他的原配啊，一千零一个
Including his original wife, that's 1,001.
谁能像他这样呢
How? Nobody can compare with him.
可是他的结论是这样说的。
But his ending is this.
二十六节说，神喜悦哪一个人，就给那个人喜乐。
Here it says, if God pleased that person, he will receive the happiness.
但是罪人，神使他劳苦。
But the sinner, he gave the task of sorrowing.
所以从这节圣经我们知道，喜乐是神所赐的。
Therefore, from this verse, we understand happiness is come from God.
喜乐的生活不是人给的。
A joyful life is not from man.
因此，我们要从信仰来找到喜乐的人生。
Therefore, we have to find the happiness from faith.
看到一则故事这样说。
There's a story says.
说有一个画家闷闷不乐。
There's a painter. He is unhappy.
他要到外面去找一个快乐的世界。
He would like to go out to seek a happiness land.
他能想到的，他都去享受。
And whatever he can think about, he would like to enjoy.
他游山玩水，去找一个喜乐的题材。
He go out to all the scenery place in order to find a topic for his pain.
但是找了好久都找不到。
But he could not find anything.
最后他闷闷不乐的就要回家了。
Then he is quite unhappy. Go home.
他在路上遇见一位军人。
On the way, he met a soldier.
闲聊当中他就请教这位军人。
And in this in the conversation, he asked.
说请问阿兵哥什么样的人生是快乐的人生？
I ask you, soldier, what is a joyful life?
这个阿兵哥因为常常在打仗所以他一下子就回答说和平。
Because the soldier is always on the war, on the battle, therefore the soldier answered, peace is the happiness.
什么地方没有战争，有和平就有快乐。
There's no war, there's a happiness.
什么地方不流血，不打架就有快乐。
There's no fighting, no bleeding, there's a happiness.
因为战争让许多人做孤儿，做寡妇。
Because battle and fighting cause many tragedies.
有战争就有死亡。
Because the war bring the death.
就有受伤的事。
Bring the injury.
所以和平才是真正的快乐。
Therefore, peace is the true happiness.
他认为讲得很对。
And he thought this is the right answer.
可是他还是不快乐。
But however, he's not happy at all.
后来他遇到一位少女。
Later on, he met a lady.
十五六岁的少女满怀美景。
A teenage girl, the girl has many dreams.
他问问这位少女说，请问怎么样才能够使人快乐呢？
He asked the lady, the girl, what make you happy?
这位少女很不好意思的脸红红的说，爱情。
And the girl with the red face feel embarrassed but answer, love.
人有了爱情就快乐了。
Once a man has the love, is happiness.
什么地方有爱就有快乐。
There is a love, there is a happiness.
失去爱就没有快乐。
Without love, without happiness.
他认为很对。
And he thinks this is the correct answer.
你有没有看到那些谈恋爱的人都是满面春风的。
When you see the couple fall in love, they are happy.
也不晓得他在高兴什么，就微微笑，整天微微笑。
You don't even know what they are happy for, but they are smiling.
因为他心中充满爱。
Because the love is full with in their heart.
这画家以为很对。
And this painterThink this is the right answer.
但是他还是快乐不起来。
However, he's still unhappy.
最后快到家的时候，他遇到一位传教士。
At the end, he's about to reach the home, then he met a father.
他请问这位传教士。
He asked the pastor.
说怎么样才能够得到快乐的生活
？And how can I get a happy life?
传教士想了一想。
And the pastor think.
信仰。
Faith, belief.
人有了信仰。
Once the man has the belief,
有了正确的信仰。
And has the correct belief,
他一定有快乐。
And the person would be happy.
因为他有了正确的信仰。
Because the person has the correct belief,
他与神建立了良好的关系,
then he can build up an interim relationship with God.
他的价值观改变了,
then the value of the concept of the value changed.
他的观念改变了,
and all his concept changed.
他一定有快乐,
then the person would be happy.
哎, 他认为也很对,
and he thought this is the right one.
但是哪里去找呢?
Where I can find it.
最后他还是闷闷不乐回到家里来。
At the end, he's still unhappy, returned to his own house.
啊，阔别已久的家园。
And the house he'd been depart for a long time.
看到这个男主人回来了。
When the family members saw the master come back,
全家的人呢，都喜乐迎接他。
And everyone in the family welcomed the master come back.
心爱的妻子啊，啊，预备了一桌好菜。
The lovely wife prepared a banquet for him.
两个儿女啊。跟他还有妻子四个人围着桌子感谢祷告。
And the two children, four of them sit right on the table and say the grace.
当他低下头在祷告的时候
，When they bow down their head and say grace,
他在感谢天上的神。
He thanked the heavenly Father.
给他一个美满的家庭。
Give him a wonderful life, a family.
当他祷告的时候
，When he present the prayer,
突然间的灵感一闪。
And right away, something clicked in his mind.
Oh, 原来啊，快乐的生活就在这里。
And this is the wonderful and happy life.
因为在我的家有和平。
Because in my house there's a peace.
在我的家有爱情。
In my house there's a love.
在我的家也有信仰。
In my house there's a belief.
后来，他用他的家做题材，画了一个快乐的家庭。
Therefore, he used his home to draw a nice.Very nice pen called A Happy Family.
这一则故事啊，让我有一个启发。
And that really bring me something to say.
我把喜乐的人生从结论先讲。
I put the conclusion first.
我的结论就是喜乐的人生建立在正确的信仰。
My conclusion is the happy life is built on a correct faith.
每一个人如果有正确的信仰。
If everyone has a correct belief,
他一定有快乐的人生。
Then the person would have a happy life.
怎么讲呢？
What's the reason?
好，现在请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传第八章。
Book of Acts, chapter 8.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
第八章三十九节。
Chapter 8.Verse 39.
从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去，太监也不再看到他了，就欢欢喜喜地走路。这里记载埃提阿伯有一个大有权势的太监。
In here, think about this officer from the kingdom of Ethiopian.
他是替女王掌管银库的。
And he's the person in charge.Queen safe.
可以说他就是一位财政部长。
In other words, he is the Ministry of Finance.
他并不快乐。
He is not happy.
可是他懂得要去寻找快乐。
But he know where to find the happiness.
有一天，他到耶路撒冷做礼拜。
One day, he go to worship the God in Jerusalem.
他回来的时候经过一个旷野。
On the way home, on the wilderness.
他在车上啊，继续念圣经。
And he's still reading the Bible on his carrier.
啊，后来主的使者腓力啊，主的仆人腓力去靠近他。
Then God's servant Philip go near to him.
然后从他所念的圣经开始，对他见证主耶稣。
From the Bible, the verses he's reading, and bring the testimony of Jesus.
腓力告诉他怎么样信耶稣。
And Philip.Tell him how to believe in Jesus.
告诉他要得救必须受洗礼。
And tell him, in order to be saved, you have to go through the baptism.
啊，这位太监听得很清楚。
And the officer hear clearly.
所以他决心相信耶稣。
Therefore, he decided to believe in Christ.
于是就在路上，这位腓力为太监施洗。
Therefore, on the way, Philip performed the baptism for him.
三十九节说，当他从水里上来的时候
，On 39, saying about when he come out of water,
这位传道人腓力离开了他
，and the preacher Philip gone away.
太监欢欢喜喜地走路
，and the officer walk happily.
这位太监， 他得到正确的信仰。
This person received the correct faith.
所以他充满着喜乐。
Therefore, he is full of the happiness.
我在我们真耶稣教会的弟兄姊妹当中啊。
In the True Church, the member in True Church.
我发现很多人因为来信耶稣，他们改变了他的人生观。
I discover many people when they believe in Christ, they change their life.
他得到喜乐的生活。
The person receive the happiness life.
在鹿港教会啊。
In the Church of 鹿港。
有一位老伯伯哈，男士哈，老伯父了哈。
There's old brothers in the church.
无亲无戚。
And he has no relatives.
全身都是病。
And he is full of the sickness.
小时候啊，我们常常经过他的床边呢，到洗手间去。
And in the when we are young and we pass by his room to the washroom.
我每一次经过他的床边呢，都听到他唱赞美诗。
Every time I pass by his room, I hear he is singing the hymns.
他唱的赞美诗啊，就是。我家在天堂。
And the hymns he sings is My home is in heaven.
我家，现在我唱不出来哈，就是一直唱我家在天，我家在天呐，我家在天。
He keeps singing My home is in heaven.
早晚都在唱我家在天。
Even day and night he sings the same thing.
我都感觉奇怪。
I feel wonders.
为什么天天在唱我家在天？
Why this person always sing My home is in heaven?
那么他聚会的时候都是坐在第一排的第一个位置。
Every time in the service, he sit on the first row, the first seat.
以前呢，弟兄姊妹很少会弹琴的。
Before there's a few brother and sister who can play the piano.
所以传道人说聚会开始唱诗的时候。
Therefore, when the service commences, the preacher say please sing hymns.
一讲第几首啊，他就开始唱了。
Once the preacher say out the number, the brothers start to sing.
唱哪一首呢？
Which one?
就是我家在天呢。
Is my home is in heaven.
不管你唱哪一首。
No matter which number you pick up.
他那个调调啊，就是我家在天的调调。
And his melody is the melody of my home is in heaven.
大家都莫名其妙，这个不是那个调啊。
And everyone feel very funny because the melody is different.
唱到一行了，唱不出来，大概接不下去了，就说啊，阿伯，你暂停了，我们先唱，再你轮到你。
When they start first night is something wrong, therefore they call the old brother stop singing, and after that he can sing.
可是他乐在其中。
But he is enjoying himself.
所以长大以后，我一直在想这个问题。
After I grow up, I keep thinking about this.
信仰啊，带给他喜乐的生活。
Because the belief bring him a happy life.
因为他没有亲人。
He has no relatives.
身体又有病。
He is a sick person.
也没有什么钱财。
Without any wealth.
但是主耶稣给他充满希望。
But Jesus gave him the hope.
所以他天天过着喜乐的生活。
Therefore, he always in a happy life.
以人的眼光来看呢，怎么样也喜乐不起来。
From the view of man, he cannot be happy.
可是他就是天天喜乐。
However, on the other hand, he is happy every day.
所以我说信仰啊，可以改变人。
Therefore, a belief can change a person.
再看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章三十一节。
Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
他们说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”三十四节。
34。
于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。这里记载有一个腓立比的监狱的看管监狱的人。
And here is saying about a jailer who watched the jail.
他本来啊要拿刀自杀了。
Originally he tried to suicide.
因为他所看管的监狱的门打开了。
Because the jail he's look after the door has opened.
他以为囚犯都已经逃走了。
He thought all the prisoner been escaped.
囚犯一逃走啊，他就要以命赔命了。
And since this happened, he would kill himself and save the family.
正在要自杀的时候。
About he raise up his knife and try to kill himself.
有两位传道人呢、啊，因为传福音被关在里面。
There are two preachers was caught in this jail.
就赶快阻止他说，哎，你不要伤害自己。
Right away, stop him to injure himself.
我们都在这里，我们没有逃。
And we are all here. We did not escape at all.
那么这个看管监狱的、啊。一听到 囚犯在讲话
And since the jailer heard about the prisoner talking
所以二十九节说他战战兢兢地来到保罗希拉的面前
Therefore 29 saying about he filled with the fear and trembling come to the front of Paul
然后请教两位先生我当怎样行才可以得救
And asked him what can I do in order to be saved
他们回答当信主耶稣你和你一家都必得救。
And 31 tell us, you have to believe in Christ, in Lord Jesus, and you and the family will be saved.
32节记载全家人就听传道人讲道。
And 32 tell us, they are listened to the sermon preached by the preacher.
33节记载全家的人就在那个晚上接受洗礼。
On verse 33 tell us, on that very night, everyone received the baptism.
34节记载全家人就摆上饭、来吃
And 34 tell us they set up the banquet and have a meal
于是全家都很喜的
Therefore they are all happy in the whole household
这个男主人、啊、如果真的自杀了
if this man kill himself
这个家一定是很悲惨的
Then the family will go into a tragedy
但是因为主耶稣拯救他们一家
However, Jesus saved the whole family.
所以全家却变成一个喜乐的生活
Then the whole family changed to a happy life.
所以我说正确的信仰可以改变人
Therefore, I say a correct faith can change a person.
我们找到主耶稣
When we found Jesus,
耶稣会让我们过着快乐的生活
Jesus will give us a happy life.
我认识一位教会的姊妹啊，叫做阿朱姐哈。
I know a sister in our church.
她满身都是病。
And she also is a sick person.
最后啊，因为病到没有办法了。
To the end, nothing she can do.
医生也看不好。
Because no doctor can cure her.
钱也花光了。
She spent all her money.
人家说啊，这个皇子哈。这个是福建话他说四片表没一片话、哦、四边的墙壁、啊、都没有一边可以靠了就是完全无靠了、
哦、And everybody described her situation as nothing she can depend on、
啊、所以他最后带一笔钱、啊、准备最后看一次医生然后就要了断自己
Therefore she brought the final money she had and after that she is going to kill herself
因为丈夫不要她
Because the husband forsake her.
娘家不要她。
Her own family forsake her.
没有钱。
No money.
医生也看不好。
No doctor can cure her.
所以她认为、啊、已经没有依靠了。
Therefore, she feel no depends.
那她这笔钱呢、啊、去找医生。
Before she used the money and go to see the doctor.
走到半路太软弱就倒下去。
On halfway, she fell because she's so weak.
啊、倒下去、啊、爬不起来。
And she cannot even get up.
那刚好我们有一个信徒啊，从那边经过。
And so happened, there's one member, which is our member, passed by.
这个信徒的名字叫阿三兄，就是三木的三呢、啊，三木的哈、哦、叫阿三兄了、啊、哈、哦。他就用台语讲啊，什么兄救啊？而且什么兄个啊，什么兄哦，就三嘛，三是一样的发音一样的。啊、这个什么呀他以为是在叫他我就赶快靠过去
And one brother passed by And the lady used a very weak voice Called his name He thought
他说、哎啊、你是谁呀、啊、
And he approached her As who you are
他说我是可怜人、啊、
And she said I'm a poor person
那你怎么认识我呢
And how do you know me
他说我不认识你啊
And she said I don't know you
那你怎么叫什么呀
And how would you know my name
他说不是的我叫你什么呀不是什么呀不是的
And she said it's not calling your name because I'm calling someone、
哦、
to help me
那就是既然这样子我们就有缘了
And since this is the way we can get along very well
你到底发生什么事
What happened to you truly
他就把这个病情告诉他
And she expressed herself truly to the brother
他说这样子的
This is the way.
我带你看医生啊，然后啊，我们我介绍耶稣给你。
I bring you to the doctor and I introduce Jesus to you.
你来相信耶稣。
You come to believe in Christ.
主耶稣是大医生。
Jesus is the biggest doctor.
他能够带给我们平安。
And he can bring us the peace.
所以啊，就这样子引导他到教会来。
And this is the way he brought her to the church.
感谢主啊，到教会来以后啊。
And really praise the Lord after they reached the church.
他的病情啊，就接着祷告，一天好是一天。
And her sickness just getting well, getting being cured.
后来啊，完全健壮了。
And she get very good.
健壮到可以啊，去工作了。
And she is strong enough to work now.
我说人很现实啊，她健康的时候，丈夫也要了，娘家也承认的。
And we know humans are very realistic because when she get well, everyone needs her.
自从她遇到主耶稣以后
，since she met Jesus,
她的心情呢开。快乐的生活
and she's happy in her life.
主耶稣带给我们有盼望
Jesus bring us the hope.
耶稣让我们有依靠
and Jesus is our dependence.
所以我们相信耶稣一定有喜乐
Therefore, when we believe in Christ, we have the true happiness.
因为他让我们平安
because he bring us the peace.
信仰带给我们有爱的生活
the faith will bring us a lovely life.
爱的生活才有喜乐
A life of love that contains the happiness.
假如我们失去了爱
If we lost the love,
真的是没有喜乐
Without, then we lost the happiness.
神就是爱
God is love.
所以我们有正确的信仰啊，就得到爱的源头
Therefore, once we have the correct faith, then we have the right source of the love.
那么我们的生活就充满喜乐了
Then our life contains with the hope, happiness.
请看箴言第十五章
Let's turn to the Proverbs.
箴言十五章十六节十七节
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16 and 17.
箴言十五章十六节
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16.
少有财宝，敬畏耶和华；强如多有财宝，烦乱不安。十七节
17.
吃素菜，彼此相爱。强如吃肥牛，彼此相恨。一个人要过着喜乐的生活，一定要有爱的生活。
If a man want to have a happy life, then the person should have love.
假如一个人失去爱的生活
，If a person lost the life of love,
他一定是不喜乐的。
Then this person won't be happy.
所以这里说啊，少有财宝，敬畏神。
Therefore, here say, better a little with the fear of the Lord.
强如多有财宝，烦乱不安。
Than great wealth with turmoil.
这个就是说，钱财不一定带给人快乐了。
In other words, tell us the wealth would not bring humans happiness.
十七节说，吃素菜彼此相爱。
17 tell us better a meal of the vegetables where there's love.
吃素菜表示淡淡的生活。
A meal of vegetable means a simple life.
贫穷的生活。
A very simple life.
可是他彼此相爱。
However, they love each other.
他说强如吃肥牛，彼此相恨。
It's way better than hate each other with a great meal.
吃肥牛就是富足的生活。
A fattened crab means a wonderful and wealthy life.
这里用相爱跟相恨做一个对比。
They use hate and love to be contrast.
相爱才有快乐的生活。
Love means happiness.
彼此相恨一定是不快乐。
Hatred means unhappiness.
那信仰带给我们爱的生活。
The faith brings us the life of love.
这是非常明显的。
This is the obvious.
一个人如果有正确的信仰。
If a person would have the correct faith.
因为神就是爱。他会让这个家庭有了爱。
Because God is love, God will provide the love in the family.
最近我在看这个传道书的时候
These days when I read the Ecclesiastic,
我在想这个所罗门的一个问题。
I think about the issue of King Solomon.
所罗门他非常有钱。
King Solomon is a rich person.
可是他非常羡慕爱的生活。
But he really admire the life of love.
我们想这个有钱人难道没有爱的生活吗
？We think about a rich man without a love.
我们看传道书九章九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastic chapter 9, verse 9.
传道书九章第九节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 9，
在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。这地方啊，所罗门王非常羡慕夫妻相爱的生活。
And here tell King Solomon admire the love of a couple.
他说夫妻相爱啊，才能够快活度日。
Because he thinks you can enjoy yourself in the life if you have the love of couple.
所以我一直在想这个问题啊，这个到底所罗门呢、啊，他的夫妻的生活是怎么样的
？So I really ponder upon what is the couple marriage life of King Solomon.
那么根据传道书自己的他自己的描写哈、哦，他夫妻的生活很不圆满。
About his own description in the book of Ecclesiastes, he is unhappy man in the marriage.
所以他非常羡慕。过着夫妻相爱的生活
Therefore he urgently admire have a happy marriage life
这样子才能够快乐度日
Then you can enjoy your life
我们想想看、啊、一个家庭的生活、啊、最基本的就从夫妻开始
Because the basic of a family is start from a couple
那夫妻如果不相爱
If husband do not like
这个家庭、啊、一定没有快乐
If a couple without the love, there's no happiness.
我常常比喻这个婚姻生活好像一个正三角形一样。
And I always describe the family life like a triangle.
这个正三角形呢、啊，夫妻的生活就是在顶端这一角，叫做这一代。
And the top triangle, the top corner of the triangle is this generation.
另外这两角、啊、是下一代跟上一代。
And the other two sides of the triangle is last generation and the next generation.
这个三角形呢，这一角影响这两角。
Because the top one really affect the other two corners.
所以这个喜乐的生活、啊、建立在这一代。
Therefore, a happy life is built on this generation.
也就是夫妻的生活。
Which is the life of couple.
现代的夫妻呀、啊，越来越不快乐。
And today's marriage, it seems, cannot find any happy one.
所以我们常常发现呢、啊，虽然这个家园很美。
Although we can find a beautiful house,
设备很齐全
and full of the equipment,
但是夫妻的爱情呢，并没有因此而增加
but the life of the marriage did not increase in happiness.
我们发现常常很多婚姻呢是南辕北辙的
and we can see many marriage is broken in parts.
很多夫妻啊，一个在南极，一个在北极
and many couples depart from each other's.
同床异梦的婚姻呢、啊、太多了。
And they get the different dreams in the same bed.
所以离婚率啊越来越高。
Therefore, we can see the degrees increase in the divorce.
有的人呢、啊、谈恋爱五六年才结婚，结婚不到六个月就离婚了。
And they may fall in love for 5 or 6 years, but after marriage, divorce in 2 years.
爱情长跑啊五六年。
And they can have a long term of relationship before marriage.
但是经不起啊实际的生活。
But they cannot endure the realistic of the life.
我四月去俄罗斯的时候。
On the April when I went to Russia.
他们那边的人呢、啊、不离婚才怪。
And if you did not, if you never experienced the divorce, you are funny.
夫妻都不离婚的非常奇怪，为什么没有离婚呢
？You have to find a couple without any divorce.Before.
所以他们不是问你有没有离过婚，是问你离过几次婚。
The person would not ask you, have you been to divorce? The person would present the question is, how many times you've been divorced?
这是非常可悲的。
This is the poor.
所以所罗门呢非常羡慕夫妻相爱的生活。
Therefore, King Solomon really admired the marriage, the life of a marriage.
因为没有爱就没有快乐。
Without love, without happiness.
他讲得非常的凄凉。
And he seems to feel very pity.
他是一个王
He is the king.
非常有智慧
He is full of the wisdom.
钱财也是胜过世上众人
He has the all wealth in his house.
他的妻子很多
He has many wives.
可是他没有快乐
But he has no happiness.
中国人说两个妻子以上叫做享其人之福啊
And the Chinese say if you have two wives and more, you are lucky guy.
可是他妃嫔一千个
But he has 1,000 concubines.
他却一点都不快乐
He has no happiness.
中国啊，中国人的思想是大男人主义的。
And the Chinese thinks the man is the most important.
以前的男人呢、啊，三妻四妾啊，是平常的事。
Before the man can have 3 wives or 4 wives.
三妻四妾真的快乐吗
？Is the person really happy?
看那些太太啦，姨太太啦，一天到晚在争风吃醋啊。
When you see the wife and the second wife or third wife, they are fighting each other.
烦都烦死了。
And you will feel be frustrated.
可是很多男人还是振振有词的这样说。
But many men still insist.
他说一个茶壶啊，不是配四个小杯子吗？
You can see a teapot come with the four cups.
所以我这个茶壶啊，当然要配四个，可能也配六个更好看。
Therefore, I am the teapot. I should have four cups, even six.
其实啊，妻子越多越不快乐。
More wives, more troubles.
假如要快乐，一个就够了。
If you want happiness, one is enough.
不快乐的话，几个还是不快乐的。
If you are not happy, no matter how many
wives you got. 因为没有真正的爱，就没有快乐。
Without the true love, without the true happiness.
请看《传道书》第七章二十七节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
七章二十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 27.
传道者说，看了一千个男子当中，我找到一个正直人，但众女子中没有找到一个。所罗门王这一句话把天下女人骂尽了。
And Solomon used this sentence to really rebuke all the women in the world.
他说一千个男人当中啊，我找到一个不错的，就是我了。
Among 1,000, I can find a good man. That's me.
我这个男人还算不错。
I'm the best. I'm the pretty good one.
但是天下众女人啊，没有一个好的了。
But I cannot find anyone in the women.A good one.
全天上的女人没有一个好的。
None of the good one.
为什么他用一千个男子来讲呢？
Why he use 1,000 men?
就是要显出他那个一千个挥兵呢、啊，争锋吃醋那种情形。
In order to show he has 1,000 concubines, they are jealous each other.
所以他说，众女子中啊，没有找到一个好女人、啊。
Therefore, he say he cannot discover any good one among women.
好的话一个就够了。
One is good enough.
因为不好，所以娶第二个。
Because he cannot find a good one, therefore he
get a second one. 因为不满意，所以娶第三个。
He's not satisfied again, get the third one.
越娶越多啊。
The more he get.
最后看来看去，没有一个好的。
The more trouble he can have.
所以到此为止就好了。
And this is good enough.
最后他还是不快乐。
He's still unhappy.
所以他传道书就说了，说了夫妻相爱的生活就是快乐的根源。
Ecclesiastic, he tell us the good marriage life is the source of the good life.
我说感谢主啊，我们教会的弟兄姐妹啊。
I say, really praise the Lord, the brother and sister in our church.
因为我们认识主耶稣。
Because we know Jesus Christ.
我们得到这种真正的信仰。
We receive the correct faith.
所以虽然我们大家只有一个妻子，一个丈夫。
Although we only have one husband, one wife.
我们还是非常满足。
But we are satisfied.
我们还是非常快乐。
We are happy.
因为我们彼此相爱。
Because we love one another.
那为什么我们能够彼此相爱呢？
Why make us to love one another?
就是因为我们明白夫妻之道了。
Because we understand the truth of a couple.
夫妻之道在圣经里面讲很多。
There are so many statements in the Bible talking about the marriage.
但是有一句最根本的道理。
The most basic fundamental one.
就是从主耶稣啊爱教会来思想的。
Start from the view of Jesus loved the church.
夫妻之道就是如同主耶稣对教会一样。
The truth of the marriage just like Jesus treat the church.
我们因为明白这个道理
Because we understand the truth.
所以我们才能够过着相爱的生活
There we can have a lovely life.
那么基督跟教会是关系怎么样呢
What's the relationship between Christ and church?
只有两句话
Two sentences.
主耶稣为我死
Jesus died for me.
所以我为耶稣活
Therefore I live for Christ.
夫妻的道理、啊、就是死跟活之间呢、啊、
The truth of the marriage is the death and life.
耶稣为教会死。
Jesus died for the church.
所以今天教会要为耶稣活。
Therefore today church should live for Christ.
但这个道理很重要。
This is an important truth.
而且是最基本的。
This is the fundamental one.
所以今天我们夫妻之间知道，丈夫为我牺牲，所以我要为丈夫活着。
Today we talk about the truth of marriage. Since husband died for me, therefore I should live for the husband.
夫妻的关系就这么简单。
And that's the simplest one.
丈夫为我牺牲。
Husband died for me.
死就是牺牲。
Die is sacrifice.
耶稣为教会牺牲。
Jesus sacrificed for the church.
丈夫为妻子牺牲。
Husband sacrificed for the wife.
因为我爱妻子。
Because I love wife.
所以我牺牲了很多不当的应酬。
Therefore, I sacrifice myself for the correct.
我牺牲了很多这个这种交际的生活。
I lost all the things in my life.
因为我要陪我的妻子。
In order to be a company of my wife.
所以我牺牲很多的这个 应酬了。
Therefore, I sacrificed my own life.
这个就是丈夫为妻子死的。
And this is called husband die for wife.
不是真正的去上吊那种死啊。
It's not physically die.
是牺牲的意思。
It means sacrifice.
那么妻子因为感受到丈夫啊，样样都为我牺牲了。
And the wife feel since the husband sacrificed everything for me.
所以啊，我一定要为丈夫活下来。
Therefore, I should live for the husband.
所以你有没有看到，女人都是比较长寿的
？Therefore, you can see the wife is always has longer life.
因为她认为我不能比丈夫早死的，不可以。
Because in her mind, she cannot die before husband.
丈夫太爱我了。
Because the husband loved me so much.
样样都为我牺牲。
And everything he sacrificed for me.
所以我一定要活下去呀。
Therefore, I definitely want to live for him.
再穷，我也要活下去。
No matter how poor the condition, I should survive.
就是生病了，也不能死掉。
Even I'm sick, I cannot die.
因为丈夫还活着啊。
Because the husband's still alive.
所以我一定要为他活下去。
I will live for him.
死跟活啊，这很奥妙的。
And death and life is a mystery.
那我就今天我们基督徒就是明白这个道理。
Today we under the truth.
所以我们的婚姻生活可以维持啊。
Therefore we can keep our marriage.
而且不是表面的维持。
It's not superficially keep.
是真正的过着幸福快乐的夫妻生活。
And really enjoy the life of the marriage.
最近我看到一本书啊，这样说。
Recently, I read a book.
像我们这个中国人呢、啊，在写这个“相敬如宾”呢、啊，这一句话了，“相敬如宾”啊。
And today, the Chinese, there's a Chinese word saying about treat one another as the guest.
这个英文很不好翻译哈、啊。他说啊，现在呀、啊，已经变了。
And today, they changed.
年轻人的“相敬如宾”呢、啊，那个“敬、啊”呢是。亲近的近呢、啊、那个宾呢、啊、是阿宾哥打仗那个宾呢、啊、相敬如宾呢、啊、也一样是相敬如宾的、
啊、Now they change the sentence they treat each other as the soldier
两个人太亲近了所以一天到晚吵架叫做相敬如宾
Because they are too close therefore they fight with each other、
嗯、到了中年的时候啊
Until the mid age
相敬彼此尊敬没有错可是呢如宾啊如吃宾的宾的爱死了
On the mid age they respect one another but theyJust like the eyes.
所以你看那个中年人呢、啊，大家还是蛮尊敬的，可是没有感情的，已经没有感情。
Therefore, when you see the mid-age couple, you won't feel any love between them.
那到了老的时候呢
？Until the old age.
也是相敬如宾。
They still treat one another good.
问题是那个敬啊，是安静的敬呐、啊。
But they've been so quiet.
到年老的时候，两个人静悄悄的，我带你像客人，你也带我像客人，就是不讲话了。
Until the old age,
相敬如宾。
They are so quiet to treat themselves.
一句相敬如宾呢、啊，竟然有这三个阶段的诠释。
And you can see, although it's one sentence, but it can be expressed in three different stages.
为什么会变成这样子
？How did that so?
就是没有爱了。
Because there's no love.
所以感谢主啊，主耶稣保守我们夫妻的关系啊。
We really praise the Lord because He, God, keep us the marriage.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
那因为我们找到这位神。
Because we have found the true God.
我们今天相信主耶稣。
Because we believe in Christ.
主耶稣的爱在我心中，也在你心中。
Jesus' love is in me, is in you.
那用基督的爱做中心。
And we use this.The love of Jesus as center.
所以我们真正能够过着夫妻相爱的生活。
Therefore, we can have a lovely life in the marriage.
也因此，我们才有喜乐的人生。
Therefore, we have a happy life.
所以我认为要得到喜乐的人生哦，夫妻的生活、啊、最基本的。
In order to receive a happy life, the basic fundamental one is the life of marriage.
因为夫妻啊，如果不相爱的话。
If the couple would love one another,
我们就很难去照顾父母亲了。
Then we have to take care of the old one.
我跟你一天到晚在吵架了，我哪有时间去带爸爸妈妈去看病呢、啊？去游玩呢、啊？没有时间呢、啊。
If the couple fighting each other, then how can they have the time to look after the old one?
我们夫妻两个都在吵架了，哪有时间去照顾子女呢
？If the couple fighting each other, there's no time for them to look after the next generation.
一天到晚呢、啊，在想啊，将来这个离婚以后啊，这个孩子我要得哪一个？我要分哪一个？
In their mind, they are keeping thinking after divorce which one I should get.
所以啊，正确的信仰才能够有美满的婚姻，也才有喜乐的人生。
Therefore, a correct faith will bring us a happy marriage life and a happy life.
所以我们中国有一个笑话这样说啊。
There's a joke in the Chinese.
两个夫妻啊，要闹离婚了。
When a couple want to divorce.
但是只有一个孩子啊。
But only one children, one child.
两个人都要这个孩子。
Everyone want this child.
他们去见法官了。
Then they go to see the judge.
我们两个要离婚。
We are going to divorce.
都同意的。
They all agree.
但是这个孩子啊，只有一个。
But we only got this one kid.
到底要怎么分呢？
How can we separate this one?
法官想来想去，最后说，我建议你们呢、啊。再回去再生一个，然后再来离婚了。
And the judge recommend them, you better go home and produce one more and divorce.
两个人想来想去也有道理啊。
And they think this is the correct suggestion.
所以两个拼命的啊，努力生产。
Therefore, they try very hard to multiply.
哇，不久以后果然怀孕了。
Of course, after that, the wife get pregnant.
两个人想啊，在不久我们就可以离婚了。
And they are thinking after a few months we can divorce.
那么这个孩子生下来以后，我们才抽签呢，看哪一个人要哪一个。
And after the baby born, then we can get a draw which one should get which one.
很公平啊。
It's fair.
没有想到生产的时候竟然是双胞胎了。
And it's very hard to say in the marriage is the twins.
糟糕，你两个还是我两个呢？
It's more troublesome here because we got three kids now.
那最好是再生一个算了。
And you should multiply one more.
这个就是世人呐。
This is the human.
基督徒的婚姻呢，不是这样维持的。
And a Christian marriage is not kept in this way.
耶稣是我家之主。
Christ is the head of the house.
我信耶稣，主耶稣的爱感化我。
I believe in Christ and Jesus' love move me.
让我们过着相爱的生活。
And we can have a love marriage life.
人生就喜乐。
Then we have a happy life.
好，最后我们看罗马书十四章。
The end. Last one, please see Book of Romans.
十七节。
Romans.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国并不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐。这里说神的国不在乎吃喝。
Here say for the kingdom of God is not on the matter of eating.
只在乎圣灵中的喜乐。
But of the joy in the Holy Spirit.
为什么我们相信耶稣有真正喜乐的生活？
Why we believe in Christ, we have the true happy life.
是因为主耶稣把圣灵赏赐给我们。
Because Jesus blessed us with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子，第二个就是喜乐。
Because the second fruit of the Holy Spirit is happiness.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，
When a person full with the Holy Spirit,
他就有真正的喜乐。
Then the person should have a true happiness.
所以我们常常看到刚刚得到圣灵的人非常的喜乐。
When we see a person just received the Holy Spirit, the person is happy.
昨天我说我们这位林务真长老啊。
And last night I mentioned about this Elder Lin.
在他的见证里面曾经这样说。
In his testimony he said.
当他第一次受圣灵的时候。
First time when he received the Holy Spirit.
在当天晚上他写了好多好多的明信片呢，去报告他的亲戚朋友。
At that very night he wrote so many postcards to report this good news.
其中有一句话说，现在啊，日本总督要让我来当啊，我也不干了，我里面有圣灵啊。
And one of the statements he says, no matter which one call me, even the president of Japan would like me to be his position, I won't be. 得到圣
灵是这么的喜乐。
This is the happiness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们相信耶稣，主耶稣拯救我们。
Therefore we believe Jesus saved us.
改变我们的观念。
Change our mind.
赏赐我们平安。
Give us the peace.
让我们有盼望。
Then we can have the hope.
他又把圣灵充满我们。
And he fill us with the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够过得真正的喜乐的生活。
Then we can have a truly joyful life.
我一看大家的脸就知道我们都是有爱的生活的。
When I see your face, you have the life of the love.
因为我们的脸充满喜乐。
Because on your face I can find the happiness.
这就是主耶稣所带给我们最大的恩典。
This is the biggest blessing that Jesus gives us.
所以我们要靠主喜乐。
We should depend on Jesus, we may have the happy life.
我们要因主喜乐。
We should be happy because we have the Jesus.
因为我们的主啊带给我们喜乐的人生。
Because our Lord bring us the happy life.